Welcome, everybody, and welcome back if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. My special guest for the entire hour is State Senator Kristen Dessler-Offheim. We're talking about the hard stuff of politics when you have a big tent party like the Democratic Party without a clear leader of the party, which is where Democrats find themselves at this moment. Whether you're a Republican or Democrat, over the past 10 years, the Republican Party has been led by one man, Donald Trump. And basically, the objectives of the Republican Party have been whatever Donald Trump has said they are. And one of the unique features, some would call it a bug, but I think features of the MAGA movement is enforcement of the party line, which is whatever Donald Trump's objective is, with amazing effect. I don't think you're ever going to see anything like that in the Democratic Party. That simply isn't who we are. I don't think it's what we want to be. But the question is, when faced with someone who poses such an acute threat to, well, pick a thing, how do you bring Democrats together? And Senator, you and I have been talking about this idea of, I always term it as results versus rhetoric. And yes, of course, rhetoric is needed during campaigns, but you're not making promises to people. You talked about, Senator, about talking about the issues that you think are most important and not promising a whole bunch of things that would be basically impossible to achieve in your next term or terms. But the issues that you center that are important for you, that you think are important to your constituents, do you think Democrats need to learn from that? Because I think there's a wee bit of trying to be everything to everybody all the time, and it ends up sounding like gobbledygook, over-messaged political, you know, crosstalk.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we have very, very loud conversations about ideals that we generally share. But I think we forget, all of those individual groups forget that we have to pull together to the center of that umbrella to actually accomplish things. And waiting for perfection. I'll give you an example. When I was when I was running, I got a call from, or I did an interview with one of the conservation groups. And their question was, will you push for radical change or will you push for moderate change? And my answer was, there will always be a faction of people that are going to ask for everything. They're going to ask for the moon. The reality is that the more pragmatic and the moderate, it isn't that we don't believe that it should be done. It's that we know it isn't possible in the climate that we're in. So if they're asking in any of these categories, if the extreme is asking for 10 steps, it is our job to convince our counterparts on the right that taking 4 to 5 of those steps right now is going to be good for us, and then validate that it is so that we can take steps 6 and 7. That's the case with every topic right now. We can't just expect us to go from nobody's paying attention to we get everything as fast as we can. It doesn't work that way, and we can't make it work that way. And to be honest, the population, even though when I talk to my friends on the left, they believe that everyone believes 100% in everything that they do, it's not true. The bulk of the population is somewhere in the middle. They know it's a good idea, but they don't want to get too carried away. They're afraid of change. So the idea of going from ignoring science to going full on pedal to the metal to change it isn't going to happen. That doesn't mean we don't keep moving that direction. And again, if somebody is more of a moderate, that doesn't mean they don't believe wholly in the deep issues. It means they're more pragmatic in terms of where is society, how are we funding things, and how fast can we get there. We share the vision of the same end result, but we are more realistic in that the larger body, the people that we need to keep us in the majority moving forward, whether that's at a state level or a national level, are not all deep, deep blue people. They believe in science. They believe in people's rights. They believe in health care. They believe in those things, but they aren't ready to jump to the far end of that party. And yet we need them in order to take the step the right direction.
Yeah.
And it is the conundrum that we face. You know, it is not the deep left that wins elections. It is the center left and even those on the fringe of the right center that win elections.
Yeah, and by the fringe, you don't mean the far right. You mean the center right, of course. Yes.
I mean the moderate, the classic
yes.
person out there that has voted Republican all of their lives, but they now define themselves as fiscally conservative and socially liberal. Those are still Republicans. And those
yes.
are the people that we must come back to our side to realize that what's right is right. Treating people, you know, with respect, no matter who they are, no matter where they come from, no matter how they choose to lose their life or live their life, that is what social awareness is. And there
yes.
are far more Republicans that feel that way today than they have in the past, and yet we lost the national election. So if we continue to just scream for perfection on the far edge of our party, we are not allowing those that actually agree with us on at least 75 to 80% of our stuff to come over. They don't feel welcome because, after all, they didn't vote for our person. That's, to me, the challenge that we have to get past. If someone voted for Trump once or twice, I'm not willing to throw that person, that general person, in the garbage. I want to help them understand the rest of the story and see that they are still welcome to see the truth and to help us right the ship. And we can't do that if we wait for perfection and we scream because we haven't had that.
Folks, that is State Senator Kristen Dossler-Alfheim. So much there. This is, in many ways, the conundrum of my life, if you will. Like, I've spent much of my adult life, whether I was working as a lawyer in Wall Street or for the city of Milwaukee or Milwaukee County, or thinking about problems as an economist, and seeing how epic changes, even small change, how difficult
right.
that is. And the reality, I think, in many ways, is that retrenchment, what I call radical change that is regressive, radical change that destroys justice, that degrades people, that brings you closer to, you know, fascism, all those isms and all these, that's, you can look at any system in the world, that's easy. That, quote unquote, easy, air quotes around that, right? That actually can be done. But the change, if you look at the course of history, change that brings greater equality and equity of rights, greater access to institutions and economic mobility and doing better than your parents and being able to take a vacation and not be existentially worried, am I going to have enough to pay for rent and my prescription drugs and take care of my elderly parents. Those changes have generally come about in a much more incremental way. And people always point, well, the New Deal was a yes, that came about through the most pointed economic hardship period. But right, like, unless you want,
right.
do we really want to go through a recession and see people in breadlines? You know, in other words, when you have these incremental steps towards, I think, the things that you have aptly described as what I'm generically going to call shared values: more safe neighborhoods, cleaner water, cleaner air, greater opportunities for our kids and our families. That has largely been incremental. So maybe some in the party do want to sort of like torch the whole thing. But the problem is that will not win an election. It will not win a general election where you have to convince people who do not want anything to do with burn it all down.
Right. I mean, in the reality in this world is that everybody is selfish, right? We are. We as a family, any given family in Wisconsin, does not want there to be waste, and they want all the programs that they need to be there. So the reality is we have, everybody has a very, very small vision in terms of what's necessary in the world. And when you expand that, the empathy that the Democratic Party has says it doesn't matter what you feel, it's what everybody feels. There's more to it than that. That is a learning opportunity. Comfortable people are complacent. Comfortable people don't realize that there is true pain and hardship around us in our own neighborhoods, and they don't realize it. They're not going to become empathetic when we continue to throw rocks at them because they're on the other side of the street, at the other side of the political world. We have to have more people realize that there is more good to be found in the Democratic way of looking at life. And the goal of that party is not to take away from everyone what they have. And that sometimes is how it feels. And that is part of the messaging that we as a party have to remedy. We cannot demonize any family that has found success in this state or this country. They're not the bad guys. And many of them are empathetic and want better things. But we cannot get the attention of everyone that we need to be paying attention. Again, if the only thing we do is scream them from the farthest edge of our party. Because that they're afraid of. They're afraid of it. Because they're afraid they will have to give up what they have worked so hard for. So that's just psychology. It's the way that people function. And to be angry at that person, it's not fair. Because they're protecting what they've worked hard for. And we sometimes make it feel that they must have cheated their way, or after all, they didn't have all of the hurdles to jump, therefore what they have isn't valid. That is the message that we share as a party very often from our platform. And that's part of our problem. It's part of our problem. We have to be able to pull people to our side, not push them to our side. And that is messaging, and it's marketing, and it's the way that we lead through this time. Is not, we cannot just be shrieking at those that did not vote the way we wanted them or they should have. We have to pull those people to our party by saying, here we are. And if there is an enemy in this entire thing, then make it very clear who it is and who it's not. And it is
and
not.
Who it's not and who it's not. It is not regular Wisconsinites of good faith working hard for their families. I'm going to talk about the fallacies of zero sum and false scarcity with our special guest this hour, State Senator Kristen Dossler-Alfheim, as we explore how do Democrats move forward into 2026. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC.